Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 29 of our preparation to consecrate ourselves to Our Lady. Welcome back. Today, we continue our journey through the Ten Commandments, and we're on the sixth commandment.
Yes.
Which is what?
Which is, you shall not commit adultery.
Sister Lucia writes, "This commandment obliges us all, each one according to his or her state of life, to preserve chastity."
You know, this book was written probably about 20 years ago. And I wonder, what would she say now when you see how the laws have changed in terms of marriage, how society has gone in one direction, which is very different from what God is calling us to do in terms of the commandments. And I love how she even goes back to the very beginning when God creates man and woman, how he then blesses them. And then after the blessing, that is when he calls them to be fruitful and to multiply. And so she shows us how there is supposed to be a certain order to the married life.
Speaking of married couples, Sister Lucia writes, "Once they have received the sacrament of matrimony, the union between the couple is definitive and cannot be shared with others. It is indissoluble while the partners live. It was thus that God instituted the marriage union, and nobody has the right to modify or transgress what God has ordained."
So friends, let's rewind a little bit and ask the question, what is sex for? Number one, for bonding. There is a unitive aspect in the male and female body. The two become one flesh. And this is more than just a physical, casual union. Sexual intimacy is a total free gift of self to the other person that communicates, I am yours and you are mine. And number two, what is sex for? Well, babies. This is a lifelong consequence of sexual intimacy. This is what sexual intimacy is ordered to. Nobody has ever gotten pregnant and thought, I wonder how that happened. Sex is ordered not towards a temporary consequence, but a permanent one, a baby. It follows then that if babies are a permanent, lifelong consequence of sexual intimacy, then sexual intimacy is best experienced in a permanent, lifelong committed relationship, which is marriage. And if with our bodies through sexual intimacy, we're expressing, I am totally yours, this should be consistent with our state of life. And the only state of life that this would be consistent with would be marriage, where we commit ourselves to be faithfully and totally the other person's till death be part. So what is sex for? For babies and for bonding with the other person in the context of marriage. The Church teaches by safeguarding both these essential aspects, the unitive and the procreative, the conjugal act preserves in its fullness the sense of true mutual love. But what happens if you take sexual intimacy and you use it for something against its purpose, outside of its purpose? Well, what if you take anything and use it against its purpose in contradiction to its design? Oftentimes, you get brokenness and hurt. For example, let's say you use the eyes for something they weren't designed for, like to take in food. Well, you damage the eyes. And what happens if you take the lungs and you use the lungs for something they weren't designed for, like to take in food? Well, then you could choke or worse, die. And what happens if you take sexual intimacy and you use it for something that it wasn't purposed for, wasn't designed for? Well, then you get a lot of brokenness and pain. How? Many different ways. You end up with broken marriages through infidelity. Sexual intimacy is meant for spouses, not neighbors. As a result, you end up with heartache, betrayal of trust, destroyed relationships. You end up with fatherless children. Casual sex offers no commitment beyond that moment. You end up with having unwanted children, couples wanting the pleasure of sex without the responsibility of raising a child, which of course leads to contraception, which is a contradiction to the nature of sex. Contraception, remember, has a failure rate. This leads to then abortion. Contraception failed to prevent a life, then let's destroy the life. More pain. You get sexual confusion. If sex is not for babies and for bonds, then there's no reason it can't be with anything or with anyone. Sexually transmitted infections. This would not exist if people were faithful to the purpose of sex. Proliferation of porn, which sees people as parts, not persons. Sexual intimacy outside of its purpose reduces a person to an object of lust through a one-night stand. Basically, you end up with a lot of hurt and pain because sexual intimacy was designed for man and woman for the purpose of babies and bonds in the context of marriage. And taking sexual intimacy outside of its purpose, what do you get? Broken families. Breaking the sixth commandment breaks up families. And as the family goes, so goes society. So why are we talking about this? Because we want to prepare our hearts to give ourselves totally to Jesus through Mary. So we want to turn away from sin because sin prevents us from doing that. And also Sister Lucia continually reminds us that God is much offended by our sin.
So let's further examine our hearts so not to offend God. Offenses against the sixth commandment. Have I practiced birth control in any way? Denied my spouse his or her marriage rights or abused these rights in any other way? Refused to be open to conception without just cause? Committed adultery or fornication? Sinned impurely by myself? Sterilized my reproductive organs for contraceptive purposes? Purchased, viewed, or made use of pornography? Watched movies and television that involve sex and nudity? Engaged in homosexual activity? Purposely dressed immodestly? Entertained or took pleasure in impure thoughts? Boasted of my sins or taken delight in past sins? Dated someone civilly divorced but still married in the eyes of the church? What is the solution if we lack chastity? Sister Lucia writes, to remedy the situation, there's only one solution, that people should repent, reform their lives, and do penance. For those who do not want to take this road, Jesus Christ says, unless you repent, you will likewise perish.
I think a lot of times sexual sin really can fill us with a lot of shame.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? We should go to the sacrament of confession. It should be a regular experience in our life. But sometimes we can hold back our sins of the flesh in the sacraments because we're embarrassed. What is the priest going to say? What is he going to think? And I remember the first time I ever confessed sins of the flesh in the sacrament of confession. And it was such a healing experience for me. You know, when we confess our sin, our worst sin, or what we think is our worst sin, the priest is seeing us not at our worst, but at our best. Because in that moment, we are choosing to reform our life and come back to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
To confess our worst sin is the best moment in which the priest sees us and which God comes to heal and forgive us. So mm-hmm. Friends, do you got secret sin? Sins of the flesh? Jesus is waiting in the sacrament of confession to mm-hmm. heal and to set mm-hmm. us free. Let's relate this back to Mary. Janelle?
Well, Our Lady exemplified the virtue of chastity perfectly. And so if we want to model the virtue of chastity, who better to look to than to Mary?
Mm-hmm. So in this consecration, we offer our lives to Mary. And if we struggle with sins of the flesh, lusts, and we say, Our Lady, take these weaknesses, mm-hmm. bring them to Jesus, obtain for me the purity that you had. And Our Lady mm-hmm. cannot be outdone in generosity. How could she say no to that? There was no shame in admitting our weakness, offering it to Jesus in the sacrament, offering it to Our Lady.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, friends, let's prepare our hearts to do that. And in this rosary, let us offer Our Lady the weaknesses of our flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Link will be right up there. Our Lady of Fatima,
pray for us.
Hey, thanks for watching. Can we share our dream with you? We want to reach millions of people by sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And we want to do this by keeping all future content free, accessible, and shareable, just like the video you saw.
But we can't do this without you. Would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis by joining our Patreon team? To partner with us, click the link at the end of this video or in the description. Thank you for your consideration.